Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of Odyssey. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today.
Next game, speaking of teams we're fans of, my Lions coming off a win. They're playing at the Chicago Bears. Bears -3. This is another one of those ball breakers. It was 2.5. I was staring at this one, ready to play Bears -2.5 because it's Chicago off a loss, Detroit off a win, game at Soldier Field. Justin Fields starting to get a little better. Lions defense got to prove it wasn't a one-off last week. I want to play the Bears -2.5. It's 3, so I'm playing for a push. I'm playing for a win with the worst case being a push. I'm going to play the Bears.
I'd be careful here, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
The Bears are a lot like Kyle Shanahan. I like him as a dog, not as a favorite.
Okay.
And you know what else is great about Justin Fields and this coming out party the last couple weeks? Now there's tape of it. Now we get your looks. Now we get your formations. Now we get your substitution packages. And we go, okay, I got a better idea what's coming. I just worry backing the Bears in a favorite spot. Now, let me cap it the other way so you can type it back on your sheet. Lions outside on grass.
Campbell's never won a road game.
There's two. Here's the other thing. An offense that was allegedly dominant the first month of the season, why don't we look at the second month of the season? Not scoring in second halves. Last week, Green Bay tried to hand them the game. How many points did they score?
15.
Yeah, how'd that work? And then you factor in, I can't count on DeAndre Swift.
Just going to bring him up.
I look at Jared Goff. He's been getting worse. You trade Hockenson. I understand they like their young tight ends. Jim, this is it truly is one of these divisional games where I don't know if there's a value, and I don't know that I'm ready to trust the Bears.
Well, that's what's. I feel like Vegas has set the line exactly where it needs to be. Like, they've made the adjustments. This is the crunch, the number crunch as we get into the season.
I
could just not play it.
Here's what I'd like to do. I think for your own well-being, you need to make this your live play of the week. What is a number that could pop up where you'd say either Bears money line, it would have to be plus odds,
yeah,
I would assume.
Of course.
Or Bears catching 3.5. I am not comfortable with them in a favored position, and I'm sure as hell not going to lay 3. If you can get it at 2.5, do it. Go for it.
I mean, listen, neither team can stop the run. This is just one of those really tough games to bet. So
I just think there's better games on the board.
You know, I probably have too many as is, so I'm going to pass on it. It's just one of those things.
I know.
The line's dead where it needs to be.
And again, it's also, you know what? Could I see the Bears come out, rush for 220 yards, and win 21-17? Sure.
Could I see the Lions get after a Bears team that can't protect their quarterback?
Exactly. You know what? This would be a spot for Aiden Hutchinson.
Oh, it should be.
This would be a spot. And by the way, Josh Pascal, this is another spot for the young Lions edge guys to show up. This is a bad Bear O-line. I have other games I like.
Okay.
Better.